And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Kevin Epling with the Bully Police USA. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I am doing fine.
Now, it's afternoon for you. You are in Vegas at a conference. What is the conference?
Actually, I'm at a conference called the National Association of Broadcasters for the work, my real job, that I do at Michigan State University and creating, television programming. So this is the national conference, probably about 70 to 80,000 people from around the world looking at and reviewing all the newest techniques and equipment.
Wow. Well, you're wearing a different hat today than I usually talk to you in.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's kind of my real hat.
It's the real hat. What I did want to talk to you about, you've been working, of course, on anti-bullying legislation in the state of Michigan for a lot longer than you even want to remember at this point. And there's a hearing coming up tomorrow, and of course, it's while you are gone. Tell us what's happening with that hearing tomorrow.
Senator Jones is having a preliminary hearing on the version of Matt's law that he introduced in the Senate, which is the shortened version that we ended up with at the end of the 2010 session. So he's having a preliminary hearing, and if people are interested or want to voice, you know, their support of that, because Michigan is one of those last five states that has no such law about anti-bullying, we need to kind of move forward. So I appreciate that he's bringing this to people's attention. And I just thought it would be best, and thank you for getting the attention out to other people in the state.
Well, and what can people do? I mean, is the public welcome to join this or watch this, or for the public to have a voice in this, do they just need to get a hold of their legislators?
Well, definitely. The session is open to the public, so anyone who is interested, they can contact Senator Jones and the other members of the committee about, you know, to support it. Hopefully they do that. Contact his office. Contact the committee committee secretary so that they can record, you know, if people are in support of this. And then also people should really be contacting their own local representative and their local senator to say where do you stand on this issue and why or why not do you support this, and ask a lot of questions, you know, so that we can kind of keep things moving to make sure that our kids are safe.
And I did see Senator Rick Jones, who you're speaking of, when I was fortunate as well to join in watching the Bully Side Project at the Wharton Center a little over a week ago, probably 2 weeks ago. Time flies now. And I know he was moved, as was everybody else, about this project. And he's been a good ally in this effort, hasn't he?
Well, he has, and other people. So, I mean, anti-bullying really should be a bipartisan issue. And we've had some people in the past who have kind of stuck to basically kind of their ideology of what their party thinks and not what we need to do for the safety of our kids. And I really thank Senator Jones for kind of stepping out maybe beyond that a little bit, calling a hearing, having people come in to be able to talk about this, and then also moving it forward with his peers in the Senate. So if we can have the hearing, hopefully nothing has changed, because it is the reduced form of the bill. There really isn't anything else that can come out of it. We keep it the way it is. We can add to it, would be wonderful, to make it stronger, but we just cannot let anybody reduce it and make it weaker than it is right now. So I thank Senator Jones for moving this forward and trying to get it out of his Judiciary Committee and to the floor for a vote.
What you said that this version of Matt's law is the reduced version, and Matt Epling, of course, your son. What is this reduced? What is the law as it currently stands? What does it say and do?
Well, basically, the version that we have will do three things that I've really kind of been staunchly supportive of. Is one, that every school in the state of Michigan has to have an anti-bullying, anti-harassment policy. Two, that it encourages schools to hold a open meeting before they pass a policy or any new policy. That gives the opportunity for parents to come in and talk about it. And number three, it requires that every school district turn in their policy to the state of Michigan, which for the very first time would be the first time we'd ever have this. It's very difficult to find out who is doing what in the state of Michigan. That's kind of what it has been boiled down to, and those are the three main points. The bill, when it was first introduced in 2005, was about seven pages. This is now about two, because everybody, schools, politicians, everybody went through with a fine-tooth comb and took out everything they didn't like. And it's been a long process to get it even to this point.
And how long has that process been, Kevin?
Well, I've been involved since 2005, so, you know, it's been 6 years for me. But actually, anti-bullying legislation was kind of first put forth in Michigan in about 2000. And in 2001, our school districts were asked by the State Board of Ed to develop anti-bullying policies. And we don't even have a good idea of how many do and do not. Some are saying roughly between 70 and 80% of our schools, you know, have an anti-bullying policy. But that still leaves 20% of our kids across the state of Michigan with no protection and no guidance in their schools. And I think we need to have 100% of our schools focusing on this issue.
And you have, I have heard you speak on this issue before and, of course, have been on this show talking about it in the past. Legislation like this is a tool. You can't stop it, but you need this as a tool to focus and for awareness for children in the school.
Oh, absolutely. It is a tool and it is a guide. And, you know, basically it's not if we get a law passed, it's over and done. That's when the work starts, because then we do have to have the implementation phase and get people understanding of what it means and what needs to be done. But I think when you have that policy that you can develop within your own school, and that's the other thing about the law, is not pushing a policy. It's you make your own policy that fits with your students, with your school, which is one of the best ways to approach this. But those parents will then be notified, those students will then be notified, everyone across the state will be notified that this is the number one issue. And it is, Cheryl, because everybody wants higher test scores, everybody wants to drop truancy. We're not going to get that if we don't face up that the main problem kids don't go to school is because they're afraid of what's going to happen.
And that was just where I was heading with my next question. You have to be safe to go to school to learn.
Oh, right. If a student is in a classroom and he's worried about getting to his next class, he's kind of tuned out on the educational side because he's more worried, when I step out that door, what is going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me when I get to the bus, or what's going to happen to me in the bus end? So when they're worried about that, they really can't be focused on learning anything. So we have to increase the safety in our schools. Our schools are safe, but we need to make sure that students are caring and are empathetic about each other to help us change that environment in the schools. I'm a big proponent that the students themselves are those that are going to help us.
And how big I mean, you're aware, and we talk about some things, and some of it sounds, you know, to some folks, they may think, well, how big a problem is this? And that's the question I guess I pose to you now. You said you got drafted into this army to try to help protect children from bullying. It's a big problem. It's a huge problem.
It is a big problem because it's one of those that nobody really has wanted to talk about for years, because it is a very, very complex issue. There's no simple silver bullet. No five-step answer to correct this. And, you know, we just recently lost another young student in Williamson within the last month and a half.
I did hear that, yeah.
To bully side. And, you know, nationally, last year we had between 35 and 40 cases of bully side that can be documented. And this year alone, we're already now at 15 to 18 cases.
Oh.
So we're already halfway there, and we're 4 months in. So this is the number one issue in our schools today, and if we can get a handle on this, our classrooms are going to be safer, our test scores are going to go up, and teachers are going to get teaching time back, because we're not approaching this as, oh, it's a teachable thing once or twice a year. It needs to be something you are going to actively change your culture on a daily basis.
Well, Kevin, your efforts are extraordinary. I know you're kind of, you know, you're at the National Association of Broadcasters conference out there for your day job, but this is another full-time job for you as well.
Well, it has been, and I'm still getting emails from different people about their, you know, what they need and how can I do things for them or what they can do for themselves. And usually what I really try to do is get them to a position that they can do things for themselves, that they can find that data, they can find that information, and talk with their school district on an educated level, not going in pointing fingers at anyone, but this is something we all have to work on.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate your time. You can get back to the conference now. I appreciate you bringing this to our attention, the hearing tomorrow, actually, at 2:30 in room 110 of the Farnham building, if people would like to go and watch the process. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Cheryl. And if you can't make it, send them your emails as well.
Perfect.
So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great time and travel safe.
Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Kevin Epling of the Bully Police USA out in Las Vegas. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.